From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio once again with open Bible with the intent to study the Word of God. And of course, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time at all, you will know that this is not a program that's filled with bells and whistles, as it were, but rather it is a program that's dedicated to the teaching of and the study of the Word of God. And so if you are a new listener, I would encourage you to come back every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, on this same radio station, as we study the Word of God together. If you are a regular listener, well, I just thank the Lord for you and for the fact that on a regular basis, you are there by the radio or whatever device that you're using these days to listen to the program, because it's just a joy to know that God is using this ministry in your life. This week, we are going to go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And if you will recall, last week, we looked at verse 13. And we're going to go back and take a closer look at that particular verse. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. And keep in mind that in 1 Thessalonians, Paul and Silas and Timothy are writing to the believers there and are encouraging them, discipling them, teaching them in the things of the Lord. And you might say that this missionary team of Paul and Silas and Timothy was very, very thankful for the Thessalonians, simply because of the way that they received the message of God. And that's really what we see here in verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 2. Let me read it for you, and then we'll review a little bit and then get into some new material, because we're going to be focusing on one little word this week there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. But let me read the verse, and if you have a copy of God's Word, I would ask you to follow along with me as I read. Where the Word of God says, again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, that's a very, very powerful verse, and it expresses an attitude of thanksgiving that Paul and Silas and Timothy had simply because of the fact that the Thessalonians received the Word of God. It's interesting that when you look at that particular verse, you will see that the word "received" is mentioned twice. Now, keep in mind that our New Testament was written in Greek, and the word "received," as it is mentioned here in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, comes from two separate Greek words. The first time the word "received" is mentioned, it basically just means to hear with the ear, as it were, not really paying a lot of attention to it, but just hearing what is being said. Whereas the second time the word "received" is mentioned, it means to really appropriate. And so what Paul and Silas and Timothy were saying to the Thessalonians, "We are thankful because when you heard what we had to say, you appropriated it." In other words, you put to use the Word of God in your life. And I think that a good way to illustrate that is this. How many times have you ever gone to church? You heard the pastor or the evangelist or the preacher deliver the message, and you heard what he said, but you really didn't take heed to it. Well, That is what this first word, received, means in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. To hear it, and that's just about it. But then at other times when the preacher was preaching, not only did you hear what they say, but you applied it to your life as they taught it. Well, that's what the second word, received, means. And so the Thessalonians, yes, they heard the word of God, the message that the missionary team gave them, but they didn't just hear it with their ears, as it were. They put it to use in their life. They believed it. And so again, let me just read this verse, because it's a tremendous verse. Because what we see in this passage of Scripture is the effectual working of the Word of God in the lives of those that believe it. Let's look at it again. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the Word of men, but as is in truth the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. You see, there is no doubt but that the Bible is the Word of God. And last week, when we worked our way down through this verse, there were three things I shared with you, and you may remember them. Number one, the fact is that the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men. Number two, the Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth. And then number three, the Scripture is the operation of God, actively energizing believers. Those are three tremendous points to keep in mind, and those are the three points that I brought out last week. But this week, we're going to return to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 so as to focus on one small word that will bring one huge effect upon those who practice it. This one small word is the very last word in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, and that is the word believe. And so the title of our study this week is simply, Believing is Seeing. And the point that I'm going to emphasize throughout the course of this week is the fact that belief in the right thing always results in seeing the divine thing. Now think about that. The belief in the right thing always results in seeing the divine thing. In other words, when we truly believe properly, we will truly see the effectual working of God in our lives. And that's why we're going to be focusing on this word, believe. In fact, I'm going to give you that statement again, and you might want to jot it down somewhere, maybe even in the margin of your Bible, because it relates to what we're going to be talking about throughout the course of this week, and that is this, that when we believe properly, then we will truly see the effectual working of God in our lives. Now, we're going to elaborate upon that throughout the course of the week, because I can hear somebody say, if we believe what? Well, I'm going to be sharing the what with you throughout the course of this week. But keep in mind that that word believe is a very significant word, and it means to commit to or to have full confidence in. To commit to or to have full confidence in. And the fact of the matter is, if we are going to gain anything out of the Word of God in our day-by-day life, then we need to commit to it and have full confidence in the reality of what it is. Now, I want to emphasize here, just as we come to the conclusion of today's broadcast, that we need to recognize that the Bible does not just contain the Word of God, but rather the Bible is the Word of God. Remember that, beloved. The Bible does not just contain the Word of God, it is the Word of God. Many years ago, and I'm talking now probably 45 or 50 years ago, I was talking to a pastor, and I was wondering if he truly was a fundamental preacher. And we were talking about the Bible, and I asked him what his thoughts about the Scripture really were. And he said this. He said, I believe the Bible contains the Word of God. Now, At first thought, somebody might say, well, yeah, that's true. And in a sense, it is true. The Bible does contain the Word of God. But it's more than that. The Bible is the Word of God, beloved, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. You see, if we just believe that the Bible contains, simply contains the Word of God, then that leaves the door open for the fact that maybe some things that are found in the Bible are not God's Word. Do you get the point? If the Bible just contains the Word of God, that could mean that not all of the Bible is the Word of God. But here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Every book, every chapter, every verse, every line is the Word of God. And I'm reminded of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11, where God himself really gives not only just credence to this, but he teaches it there when he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper to the thing whereto I sent it. Why? Well, because of the fact that the Bible is God's word. And it's important that we recognize that every time we pick it up and read it. Well, this week we are going to be talking about believing is seeing. And I'm certain that you'll want to be there by the radio tomorrow when we continue our study, because I think it'll be very, very applicable and beneficial to you. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. And until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why I always think and many times say, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.